Okay, Swell.
Well, I'll hand these out.
Keep them on then.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought you didn't have something.
I think it's wrong, eh? Ah, I think, oh, that's a good question. I thought, I assumed it was going. Women's shit?
What's that? There's no women's shit.
Oh, no women's shit tonight, right.
Okay,
right. So, a few questions here. First one, I mean, Reviali really spoke this out, actually, but I just kind of was just trying to kind of fill in a little bit more in terms of, like, just the technical point here. So we had three Peshatim in terms of what Michtam meant, yeah? And this is the last one,
well,
so...
I should have put on test.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah! Okay, sorry. We're going to do the test again.
We're
getting
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, Michtam, right, Kashem Shkapitinuso Hiktin Atzmo. So this is talking about David. So just as, like, when he was young, he would make himself small. Etzel Mishgado Mimenu Lilmod Torah. Kach Gluso. Right? Even when he grew up, he was still kind of, you know, when it came to... You know, learning Torah, he was very humble and he would humble himself. So the question is then, so how does that, like, reflect in the Lashon of Michtam? So Rashi says, and this is what really I brought out, yeah, so it says here, it's from Rashi, the Lashon Michtam, Chaisa Tama, so he was Tama, what does Tama mean, right? Makaso, right, his Maka, right? Mitchilav Ad Sofo. So Tama is the Lashon of, like, you know, from the beginning to end, yeah, right? Pure from beginning to end, right? Lo nechsa av nunoso belo nishtanis, yeah? So it was like, he was wholesome right from the beginning to end, yeah? So then how does that fit back into the Lashon? So this is the perish I saw, yeah? Ritzei lamar demilas tam koi al mach dehainu shifluso. So actually, it's kind of built on the first Peshat bit, yeah? So mach, we saw in the first Peshat, we said mach v'tam. It was the first Peshat. So mach meant like an anof, yeah? It's just in the first Peshat, it was tam and he was pure as well. But here it means, no, the mach itself was tam.
Who says this?
This was, I saw in, it was a chavrosh, Eliyahu Moshe.
Did he say why Rashi, is there anyone saying why Rashi did the other Peshat?
Why Rashi, what do you mean?
It seems to learn as Makkah.
Well, no, so Makaso, I think he's understanding.
Well, he's going with the first one.
He's putting that in Rashi. He's putting that in Rashi.
Okay, very good. Okay,
yeah, Makaso here means means his tamus. His shiflus, yeah?
Right.
His, okay, so that's just a technical point, the first one. Right, the second one, yeah? So this is quite interesting, right? So we say about Tamar, right, that the fact that she didn't embarrass Yehuda, even though she was going to be thrown in, we learn from that, it's better not to embarrass someone and rather to be thrown into a fiery furnace, yeah? So Tosfos on the spot, so let's have a look what he says. So he basically asks about, what about the three Averis, Yarag V'Al Yavol, yeah? It says Tosfos, it's the first thing quoted. Venera, right? Haida lo chashivle. The fact that this idea of not embarrassing someone in public, that's not included. But hadi gimel averus sheim dom dimshnei pekuach nefesh, where we say you have to give up your life for them.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
What are those three averus? Yeah. So that's avodas kochovim, right? Vegilui arayus v'shvichus damim. Yeah. So avodas zara. Yeah. Illicit relations and killing someone. Right.
Say that is,
oh, okay. Well, steal all the thunder.
Yeah, Gil.
I just wonder why he says that's not included.
Okay,
but the simple understanding is not, though. That's the good, right?
Okay, so this is what we're kind of trying to bring out a bit. Yeah,
right.
It's very good. Okay, good. Oh, yeah, we'll see the answer. Yeah, so you're right. Okay, so everything was absolutely excellent. Okay, but just let's see this. This is what I was trying to bring out, actually. Yeah. So, anyway, so Tosfos asks, why isn't it included in these three things, right? So he says, Meshum da Averis Halbanus Panim, because embarrassing someone, Eina Mefurish B'Torah, Mefureshus B'Torah. So it's not explicit in the Torah. Velo Nakat Ela Averis and Mefureshus. So there he was just giving a list of things like Averis, explicit Averis. Here, in a sense, it's interesting because it's not an explicit, yeah? So it's not listed in there, but the truth is the halacha is true. You do have to kill yourself for that, yeah? So that's interesting. But again, like the deal being that Tosfos is understanding this is potentially a fourth Avera. So whereas the Ion Yaakov, you were misgiving to that, yeah? Because he says, right, ki hamal bin pnei chaveiro hu ki ilu shofech damim. That is basically a subcategory of killing them. Yeah? Right? Ukad itab above the mitzia, right? As is brought apparently in Bava Mitzia, right? Im Kain, right? Svarahu. And therefore, it's actually a Svarah, Kedi'itab Sanhedrin. This is one of the Svarahs when we learn out these three things, yeah? Why you have to give up your life for these three things. So in Sanhedrin, it gives a Svarah, Perik Ben Seremorah, Daf Ayin Dalad. Mi'eima D'dama Didach Samuch Tefei, right? How do you know, right, that you're allowed to, you know, to kill someone else to save yourself, right? Because, you know, how do you know that your blood, so to speak, is redder? Yeah? Dilma damach de chavrech somit tefei, right? Maybe his blood is redder. Are you? It's not given to us the ability to decide whose life is more valuable. Yeah? So therefore, you know, you have to kind of, so to speak, allow yourself to be killed rather than kill someone else. Yeah? So that's the way we learn about Shvichus Damim. And says the Ein Yaakov that, yeah, he's taking kind of almost, kind of quite literally, I suppose, that actually embarrassing someone else, yeah, is a subcategory of Shvichus Damim. I'd love to tell you that, I mean, you all know the story of the Baba Sali, right? About Shvichus Damim? Okay, nope. Well, I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
It's like a brilliant story. Basically, there was a whole load of Bochrim, yeah, right, who went, I can't remember what it was, yeah, they went on a trip to the Baba Sali, yeah, and they kind of like, they came in, right? And basically it went to one of them, yeah, and one of them came up to like to get a bracha, and he looked at me, he said, "Get out from here, get out," and he was like, "Get out," yeah, and this guy was just like, couldn't believe it, yeah, and he was like, went like white, and he walked out, yeah, and he was like, just couldn't believe it, like he'd come all the way to the holy man, and he, like, in front of everyone else, he was like, "Oh, get out, yeah. And then basically, you know, he was like, he didn't understand, yeah, like, what could be up, yeah? Anyway, and then he went back on the trip, he went to the car, right? And he was driving the car, you know what's going to happen, right? And there was smash, there was a car accident, yeah? And it was some kind of crazy thing, yeah, where it, like, hit, right, like, near where he was sitting, but somehow he managed to be saved, and he was like, wow, this is two, like, crazy things that, like, can't be, yeah? So he went back, yeah, to the Baba Sali, and he said, look, like, I have to understand, like, what happened, like, this is just crazy, yeah? The Baba Sali said, he said, when you walked in, I saw that you had the Malach HaMabes, yeah, standing next to you, yeah? So I quickly figured to myself, yeah, that you were Chayv Misa, yeah? And Malvin Pnei Chaveiro Barabim is as if you killed them. And I felt that, you know, this was that, you know, in order to save your life, yeah, this was what I needed to do to save your life. Anyway, that's an amazing story. Anyway,
okay, good.
That's something I heard. Right, anyway, that's diversion. Right. Next.
Wow. Next, thank you.
Number three, yeah?
Sorry? Two
Bochrim. What both of them happened to?
That I heard about two people together came in.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So next one, right? So, so this was bothering me a bit, yeah? So I saw some interesting things on this. So it says, Yehuda Shekideh Shem Shemayim B'Farhesia. So it was talking about, you know, Yosef and Yehuda. Right? So Yosef was Kiddush Shem Shemayim in private, yeah? So he got an addition of hay to his name. And then it says, Yehuda was Kiddush Shem Shemayim before Hezia, Zakav Nikra Kula Ash Moshe Kaddush Baruch Hu, right? Pardon?
Yeah, he already had his name.
Oh, okay. So yeah, so this is the question, right? Right, that's the question, right? So the question is, like, Leah gave him that name at birth, right? So it doesn't seem very parallel to Yehuda, right? How is this, like, related to what he did if Leah named him at his birth, yeah? So the Maharshah says, yeah, the following. He says, this is the first one here, but af agav, right, but leidaso nisna lo imo, Leah, ze hashem, right? Even though, really, this was given at his birth by Leah, right? Mitam hapam odes Hashem, because as the pasuk says, Leah says, this time I thank Hashem, because, you know, she was given now four sons, and that was going to be, you know, more than her kind of, you know, according to proportionate the four wives, she now got more than right, she deserved, so to speak. Right. Still, lo haisakoa oso ella oda, right? So really, he should have been called Oda. Imagine that would be a nice name, Oda. Yeah. Right, sounds great, yeah? Abal Hashem Yisbarach, right? Sam b'piha likroso kula al shema'o shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So actually, this is kind of half, at least, dealing with the question in a sense, yeah? That his name, so to speak, was changed because of his future actions, yeah? Because he should have been called Oda, according to what Leah was going to call him, but Hashem changed it and made him like Yehuda, right? right? Which is all with Hashem's name in, because he knew that Yehuda was going to was going to do this future action. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So that's Marsha. So the Re'ath, yeah, he says like an extra touch here. So he says, Yesh Tema Bazaar, right? She Yehuda Nikra Kach, right? Say so, Merechamimo. So he asking our question. He said she was already called that. But Lohaya Adan Biado Kiddushem Shemayim, Bahezi, and he hadn't done anything. While Yosef, Masha Zaka, Behosif Lohos Mishmo, Shalakadish Bachu, Hayala Acha, She Kiddushem Shemayim Besesa. And he's more bothered here by the order, right? Yeah. That was after he'd already been Mekadoshim Shemayim in private. Shai Nikra Yosef, Achachach Nikra Yehosef. Yeah? Right, so he says, "V'shema al shem ha'atid nikra Yehuda." So obviously, you do have to say that he was based on the future that he was called Yehuda. She'atid l'kadeshim shemayim b'fahezia. Now listen to this: "U'lakach nikra shemo b'Yisrael b'fikol abrius zeshemo Yehuda." So he's saying actually this was done on purpose, right? Because he was mekadesh, yeah, shem shemayim b'fahezia in public. So therefore, he was given this name as like, you know, and it was recorded for everyone, was calling him that name, it was recorded in the Torah in front of everyone, yeah, Yehuda, basically, Holado, yeah, from the time of his birth, yeah, because of the fact that, so it was kind of Midah Keneged Midah, the fact that he was gonna be Mekadoshim Shemayim B'Fahezia, so right from the start, he was given a public name that was recorded in the Torah, everyone would call him that, yeah, with the name of Hashem. Aval Yosef Kiddushem Shemayim B'Seisa, but Yosef that did it in private. Lo Zaka Miyom Shenolad, because Nolad, once you're born, obviously that's your name, everyone calls you, but that's a very public thing, yeah? Lios Nikra Shemo B'Yisrael Yehosef, right? That wasn't, you know, Ella, right? Yosef, right? But rather he was called Yosef. Well, the Acha Masav, and after his act of Kiddushem Shemayim, albeit in private, Hosef Lo Os Achas Lios Nikra Yehosef, right? And that's the point, Midah Keneged Midah. That addition was also kind of a private kind of thing. Kibafi Abrius, right? Because his kind of known name, yeah? Nikra Yosef. He was always called Yosef, yeah? Right? Shemo, right? Aval Nikra came B'Ksuvim, Adus B'Hosef Shemo. So it's like one place in Ksuvim, you know, it's like as a private thing. So really what he's trying to explain is this whole idea was in fact Midah Keneged Midah. That in Achanam, Yehuda was given a name of Hashem right from the start, but that was because in the future he was going to be Mekadesh from public, therefore he was given in kind of very obviously public way. Masha Ein Kein B'Yosef.
Beautiful.
Okay. Last question. So this was kind of bothering me. I don't know whether it's bothering everyone else, yeah? But Avshalom Basare Marad, yeah? So the Gemara says that he rebelled with his hair, and then it talks about this fact that, you know, he kind of, you know, he shaved his hair and it weighed a huge amount, and then it goes into what happened to him with David and blah, blah, blah. So the thing that bothered me was, well, where do we see that he rebelled with his hair?
He died with his hair.
He died with his hair, right. Yeah,
what but where
how do we see that it was the kind sin, of a marad? Right. It was like a rebellion, yeah?
Right.
So I managed to find these kind of unusual achronim that actually deal with this in slightly different ways, yeah? So let's start with the Nesivos HaKodesh, yeah? So Nesivos HaKodesh, he's from a few hundred years ago, I think, yeah? So he's not mamish contemporary, yeah? Mm-hmm. So he says the following, yeah? Avshalom Basare Marad, yeah? The Fichat Nit La Basare, right? Ule Elva Masnisin, yeah? So he quoted before, you may recall this, on Tesamid base, yeah? Avshalom Nisgar Basaro, he was kind of became arrogant with his hair, yeah? The Fichat Nit La Basare, that's what we said in the Mishnah, yeah? The Yesh Loma to Hainuach, right? That actually, that's what we're saying now as well,
that's
yeah?
The sin.
Yeah. Right? The hard, right? So it was
as we saw early in the Masechta, being a Balgaiva.
Right. The hard, Titania Hacha, Avshalom Basari Marad, Hakvana Marad, right? Behu maybe, yeah? Nisgai Basaro, right? Behu Ava Alav Daraisa. We saw beforehand, being Gaivadik is in fact a Daraisa love, yeah? And that's what it meant, yeah? So really, this is, you have to kind of cross-refer back to what it said in the mission beforehand. And then when it's talking about him shaving his great hair and stuff like that, it's just kind of a reference to him being Gaivadik, yeah? So that's kind of, that's one pshat. And I think the other ones, the other pshatim that I saw were a little bit bothered by that because it kind of, it's not really, it doesn't really come from this past pesukim we're bringing. So like, you know, because it brings this whole long pesukim and weighing his hair and everything like that, yeah? It's a bit sussum in terms of linking back to, you know, him being Gaivadik with his hair. Why does it bring this pasuk?
Right.
So I think maybe that's the reason why these other Peshatim didn't like that so much, yeah?
Again, sorry, I spaced out. Can you just repeat that bit?
Yeah, so I was just saying that I think the reason, you'll see two other Peshatim.
Okay.
I think the reason why maybe they didn't, because this is in a sense a a strong pshat because it links back to what we said before.
Right.
But
right.
I would suggest that the reason why they didn't like this pshat so much
right.
is because it really it has a little to do with the pasuk that's actually brought. Yeah. About the fact that he shaved his hair and then he was weighed a certain amount. And, you know, it sounds like there's something a bit more local here.
Right.
Yeah?
Right.
About the fact that he only shaved his hair once a year and it weighed a huge amount. Like, it doesn't kind of, you know, why is it bringing these psukim in particular? If it was just stum that he was gaivetik about his hair, it's kind of not really brought out by these psukim. So the A.I. Yam says the following, yeah? Right, so the Mashikas of Razal, and this is something that Rabbi Yahu said again, yeah? In Nozik, yeah? And this kind of makes now a bit more sense in this Pasuk, yeah? Ki Avshalom hayu Nozik Olam, yeah? So apparently in the Gemara Nozik Daf Dalid, yeah? It says, right, that Avshalom was in fact something called a Nozik Olam. He was kind of a, so this is kind of one of the categories of Nozik. It's not
he's
like Shimshon, yeah? No. Shimshon was from birth, yeah? But here he, like, he wasn't born a Nozik, but he took on himself to become an eternal nazir, right? Imkain hayalol hiskalachas, right? Isu zulus ba'es hichbid saaro hasaar, right? Alav, right? So in fact, that meant that he wasn't allowed to cut his hair until it became too heavy. That's basically the klal, because you're, you know, usually a nazir is only 30 days, and in the 30 days you cut your hair, right? But if you're kind of like an eternal nazir, when do you cut your hair? So the answer is once it becomes kind of too heavy, yeah. Okay, well, menu lamdu, right? Talmud Lomar, I guess, right? Lechol nizirei olam, right? Right? So lo yadati im kain meid tzad nisyachse lo hamarida basar. So now he's saying, but if that's the case, yeah, and that's what the pasuk is saying. So I don't really understand then, right? Well, so what's the marida? So he was doing the right thing. Yeah, we're actually learning from him how a nazir olam is meant to be. Yeah. So he says, the efsha, right? So Rezo Lamar, the Masha, Acha his Galcho, Hayashokel Saaro, the Mishkal Hamelech. So maybe it's linked to the next passage. So after he shaved his hair, he weighed it with the Mishkal Hamelech, the Haros Haflagas Ribui Saaro, Kamosha Kasav Haralbag. So it's kind of linking a bit to what we were saying before, I think, yeah? Which is, yeah? That, yeah, fine, he was Nazir Olam, cutting his hair in this way, that was all okay, yeah? But the fact that he had to make, like, a big performance out of it, yeah? And after he cut his hair, he had to get a special way to look how much hair I've got, like, you know? So that was kind of, you know, bringing out, maybe, I think maybe it's linking to what we're saying before, maybe, yeah? Which is, that showing how arrogant, like, a certain arrogance about his hair, and look at my hair, it's, like, weighs the most can imagine. So I think that's kind of a linking a bit to the pshat we're saying before, but linking a bit more into the psukim that we're seeing here. Yeah, the fact that he had to weigh his hair with a special kind of weight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now the last pshat here, Birkas Moshe, takes a little bit, but takes this idea of nazir, but then goes a little bit of a different route, and we're finishing with this. Yeah. So he says, venerally, yeah, timer, right? Shalohi gish David ba'av shalom, right? That what's going on here is the fact that David wasn't able to feel, yeah. That in relation to Avshalom, Shiratzin and Loch, that he wanted to be king, yeah? He caught him by surprise. He got David off guard. Why? Right? Mipnesha Avshalom haya Nazir. Because Avshalom was a Nazir. Eiv Shalo Limloch. And therefore, a Nazir cannot be a king. Why? Yeah? Mishum Shalo Yuchal Aleches Lamilchama. Because what is a king meant to do? He's meant to go to war, yeah? But he can't go to war, right? The Nazir Asa Lahitame, but if you go to war, what do? You go and kill people, yeah? And a Nazir is forbidden to get himself tamei. So therefore, by the fact that he'd become a Nazir Olam, he was basically writing off the kingship, right? Because he can't go to war, yeah? Imke, right? Mechashev lo hamlucha lechait. Therefore, the fact that he went and now started to seek the kingship, that was his sin, yeah? So he's linking it to the fact that he was a Nazir, yeah? And that's what the Pesukim bring out.
Right.
The fact that he rebelled with his ear, so to speak, because he was a Nazir, yeah? So the fact that then he started to go and look for the kingship, that itself was sin, because he was a Nazir, he's not qualified to do that, yeah? He's not allowed to make himself Talmud, right? But in Nizruso, because of his Nazir. So therefore, Antalo, the heart host, yeah? And not only did he sing the kingship, but he fooled David. David never suspected. He caught him by surprise. David never suspected that Amshalom, his son, his Nazir son, was going to go and rebel against him and seek the kingship, because of course he was disqualified from it. Yeah, Lemarod alav. Therefore, he caught him by surprise, and that was his sin, according to this pshat. Yeah. Okay. Shkoya.
Beautiful.
So I mean, it's indirectly what you said.
Yeah. Nachon.
Nachon. The
fact that his hair that showed he was Nazir Olam, and therefore.